Luke chapter number 22. Thank y'all for singing that song. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. We are truly so blessed for what the Lord has done for us. If all he'd ever done was save our soul, it would have been well enough. Brother Kenneth Windsor said this morning that when he got saved, he got the whole package. And he got to open in the package, and it got more in there than he ever imagined. Thank the Lord. Let's stand together. Stand together. Luke 22, beginning with verse number 19. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O God. Again this morning, we come to you as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for all your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have one more time to stand. Thank you for these, our brothers and sisters. Lord, I come to you this morning, Lord, in this service, realizing, Lord, that you surely have been good to me. Lord, you have blessed all of us here today. And Father, as we come this morning, Lord, we come to bring you thanksgiving. Father, I want to praise you this morning for all that you've done. We ask you now, Lord, to go with us, anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach today. And what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen and amen. In verse number 19, Jesus told his disciples, "Do in remembrance of me." I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for just a few minutes on "Do you remember me?" I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes this morning. Now that's, he's asking us here that as often as we participate in this Lord's Supper, in this communion service, that we do it all in the remembrance of him. And Jesus said, and is reminding us again this morning, "Do you remember me?" Now, I know there's often times where this world will clutter our minds. There's times down here that we come to the house of God and we'll have everything else on our mind except the Lord Jesus. Sometimes people come to church with going somewhere else on their mind. Sometimes people pull into the church house and can't wait till it gets over with, till they can get in their car and go to the flea market or go somewhere out in the world, and they can't even enjoy and can't even have joy and the joys of their salvation, worrying about somewhere else they have to be. And this morning Jesus is saying, "Do you remember me?" When we partake of this supper this morning, and how we're reminded of all that Jesus had done. And I want to bring us in remembrance the things how that Christ has done for us. How you remember the Bible tells us how that before God ever made the world, how before he ever created man, how that the council had met, how God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and there was a foreordained plan had taken place in heaven before he ever made man. And Jesus said there in that gathering, he said, "Father, when they fail and when they fall in sin," he said, "I will go and I will redeem them." He did that for you and I, before the foundation of the world was ever laid. And then Jesus reminded us in the very text of the Lord's Supper, how the Bible said, and he loved them unto the very end. And so we know how that when you talk about remembering him, do you remember how he loved us? Oh, how he loved him. How when I think about the love of God this morning that the Bible said was shed abroad in our hearts and how was manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ, how when he came into this world. The Bible said he commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, how Christ died for us. I'm thankful this morning how that he proclaimed his love, how the Father had loved us, through his son this morning and doing what he had done for us. Amen. And how the Bible said that he came into this world. How could you imagine, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, come from heaven to this earth, this lowland of sin and sorrow. I'm going to tell you this morning what he did for us, how we could not do for ourselves. I don't understand how the love, how great love it was, how far heaven to come down on this earth. Amen. For God's own son to step out of eternity into time. We long for the day when we step out of time into eternity, knowing all about time, but we know little about eternity. But Jesus Christ came down here. One writer said, and tabernacled with us. Amen. When we moved, he moved. When he moved, we moved. And the Lord Jesus walked with us and talked with us and performed great miracles while he was here. It was manifested. It was testified. It was witnessed that he was the Son of God. Amen. Amen. And when you think about that this morning, he didn't have to come, but he done it voluntarily. Amen. That he, through the love that he had for us, could redeem mankind. Do you remember me this morning? He said, when you whenever you take of the Lord's Supper, it's in remembrance of him. And so we think about his love. We think about his foreknowledge. And then we think about what he done for us when he suffered on the cross of Calvary on behalf of man, for the remissions of our sin. The Bible tells us without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. I believe John the Baptist said, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. He was both the lamb and the scapegoat on Calvary's cross. He shed his blood as the supreme sacrifice. There'll never again have to be another sacrifice. Our sins was laid upon him, and he carried them to a deserted place of the graveyard and carried them there and buried them in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be brought up before us again. Oh, hallelujah, for the suffering Savior who loved us enough and came into this sin-cursed world that we through him could have life and everlasting life. Amen. And then the Bible said how they buried him, and on the third day he rose from the dead. God raised him from the dead. This morning, as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we're reminded of his death, burial, and his resurrection. That Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. That's the gospel message. That's the message for the world today. Is that through him we can have everlasting life. Had it stopped at the cross, we would have stopped at the cross. Had it stopped at Bethlehem, we'd have stopped at Bethlehem. But thank God. Woo, hallelujah. If it had stopped at the grave, that's all the hope we'd have had. But I'm glad he come through the grave. Victory over death, hell, and the grave this morning. Do you remember me? As he came out of the grave and they rejoiced. The Bible said in 40 days later, he was descended back into heaven. Ascended back into heaven. For you and I, the Bible said, and he sat down at the right hand of God to make intercession for you and for me. He's there this morning. Amen. He is seated, the high priest of God, seated at the right hand of God. He's the mediator between God and man. Between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He's the only hope we have. He's the door of heaven. Amen. He's the gate that we can go through. He's the ladder that's descended from glory. The only way into heaven. It's him this morning. And he said, remember me. Do we remember him? I tell you this morning, as we're focusing on Jesus, I thank God when he came into this world. I never had the opportunity to see him touch the eyes of the blind and for them to come seeing. I would have loved to have been around the pool of Siloam. How when that crippled man, how when Jesus walked up to him and asked him, "Do you have, would you like to be made whole?" And he said, "I have no one to put me in the pool at the moving of the water." Oh, hallelujah. It'd be hard for that man to forget the touch of God. And the Lord said, "Take up your bed and get out of here." And the man that very instant got up, took up his bed, laid it on his shoulder, and headed right out of that place. Hallelujah. He said, "Do you remember me?" I can see that blind man. When the Lord caused him to see, I lit out running. Hallelujah. I see that crippled man that was crippled from his birth. And the Bible said that Jesus caused him to stand. And the next time they saw him in the name of Jesus, he was in the temple leaping and praising God. And, oh, do you remember him this morning when he delivered you from sin's bondage? Do you remember how that sin was lifted away from you? Amen. And you was never the same ever since. I'm blessed, thank God, this morning for all that he has done for me. Amen. Do you remember him? The Bible said he took bread and he gave thanks and broke it and gave unto them and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Amen. And then he said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood." This is the new testimony about God. In order for there to be a testimony, there needs to be a testator. He's the testator. Hallelujah. Amen. He's who we witness about. He said, "This is the New Testament in my blood." Amen. And he said, "Which is shed for you." I'm glad. That's why one writer said, "We're walking epistles. We've had the blood applied." Amen. We're witnesses. We've got a testimony. We've died out at an old-fashioned altar somewhere. And we died. The old man, I did not get up the day I got up. Amen. It laid there dead. And when the Lord raised me from the dead, I got everlasting life. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember me? Do you remember the Lord Jesus this morning? I tell you, I wonder sometimes if it wouldn't make a difference. I know it would make a difference in our lives if we could keep him on our mind. My parents have been gone a long time now, several years now, perhaps even 15 years, maybe longer. Miss D's parents passed away when she was 27 or 28 years old. And they've been gone a long time in her life. And there'll be some times when she'll say, she'll come home with tears in her eyes. And she'll say, "Just thinking about my mom and daddy." Yeah. Yeah. I said, "Yeah." And I just sometimes have to sit down with her, just put my arm around her, and we'll just talk about her mom and daddy for just a little while. Yeah. We'll talk about the PPACs. We'll talk about the blessings that it was living next door to them. Oh, she'll just cry, and she'll cry. We'll reminisce over the good old days, and we would, and then we'd get through, and she'd get through, and she'd say, "But you know," she said, "I wouldn't call them back here for nothing." Amen. She said, "We're going to heaven to meet them where they're at." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "We sure are." And she'll say, "Okay." She said, "I guess we need to get up and go and do some more." And I'm going to tell you, amen, we'll remember them along the way. What a blessing it is. I'm like David. David said, "I can't help it that the little boy died." He said, "He died." He said, I can't bring him back." He said, "But there's one thing I can do. I can go to where he is. I can go to where he is." Amen. And it's all made possible because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One of these days, I believe as Brother Mickey read this morning about the dispensation that we're in. And how that one day God's going to gather all together as one, those that are in heaven and those that are on earth. Amen. And he's going to gather us all together. Yeah. in that great reunion day. All because of him. Amen. Do you remember him? All because of what he... What a day. What a glad reunion day as we sing that song. Is going to be glad reunion day one day. Oh, do you remember me this morning as we partake of the Lord's Supper today and begin also our revival this week. As we come submitting to the will of God and to remember what the Lord Jesus has done for us in our lives. All of us hurt from time to time. We have heartaches and we have a lot of pain, a lot of sickness and sorrow that's here. This ought to remind us that the one who suffered the most and the one who gave himself for all, amen, is still alive and well this morning, waiting for us to be gathered together as one day after a while. I want to ask the piano player to come play piano for a minute. Sister Janice, I'd like for you to come, and I'd like for us to stand.